Blog Talk Radio.
Jack, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor. Confusion to the self-helpless who help themselves become convicts.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and sheroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. Yeah. And bringing truth to the light. Be a witness. We got heroes and sheroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light.
All pieces tossed about the room. Saw my grandma sweeping with her old straw broom. She didn't know what she was. How they understand. She was really sweeping. Pieces of a man. Saw my daddy greet the mailman. The mailman said, now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy, 'cause they laid off 9 others a day. Ooh, they didn't know what they were doing. He could hardly understand. He was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning.
of electricity, lack of running water, of health care. And I am confident that this world one day will be the type of world we all deserve. I thank you very much. God bless Africa.
Good morning and welcome to Flav's House. Come on in, sit down, relax. It's all about supporting underground independent artists at Flav's House. I hope you're doing well this morning. It's kind of gloomy outside, possibly rain, but that wouldn't be so surprising for us here out in the Pacific Northwest. Man, my prayers are going out to my people over there on the other half of the states, because dealing with some serious, you know, cold weather, snow, winds, all of that. I was telling my people out here, we are very, very blessed. You know, folk want to complain about the rain, and even when it gets a little cold for us, man, compared to what other people have to endure at points and times, you know, where they are, we're very blessed out here. We really, really are. And so, man, I will take this gloomy day any day. So anyway, again, I hope that you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in to Flav's House. As I was saying, it's all about supporting underground independent artists. That's what I do. It's my passion. Under the umbrella of Flav's Coffee House, my actual coffee house, here in Seattle, Washington, from 2003 to 2008, I kind of established myself as an artist cheerleader, you know, and I admire creative souls. I admire people who are able to take a concept in their mind and make it become a reality, whatever the art form is, whatever the genre is. Of course, over the years of being involved in the industry, from music to literature to entertainment, I've grown in how I view it, how I hear it, how I experience it. It's very different than the beginning. And I guess I want to say to you, I hope that you've grown too in what you're doing. No matter whether you're a part of the arts and entertainment community or not, I hope that you've grown and improved in what you're doing. I think that every year we should be striving for that, to be able to do what we do better, even if it's on a job, you know, to be more effective, more efficient, to work through those obstacles that were challenging. Maybe they're no longer obstacles. There's so many ways that you can become better at something. I will always recommend listening to motivational videos, informational videos. They're available on YouTube and Vimeo and all these different, you know, just Google it, a subject, and there's most likely a video. And the reason why I suggest videos is because, well, if you're in the mindset of sitting and watching, that's cool, but you can listen to it, and you don't have to, you know, hold a book or whatever it is. You can listen to the message, and a lot of times I start my day out with a short message, and then in the evening as I relax, I listen to a longer, you know, talk on a subject that interests me, and sometimes I just listen to meditation, relaxation videos. But I would really recommend you, because there's some great speakers out there that just, at least for me, it makes me stop and think about what I'm doing and how I'm getting in my own way. But I hope you've enjoyed the music that I started out today's show with. I played my family, Black Stax, with their piece, Pay Attention, featuring Felicia Loud, the soul singer of that duo. Going into Bashari Assad with Pieces of a Man. I love his new project. It is in a sense, honoring Gil Scott-Heron, but I love the new project that Bashiri has put out. Then going into my newfound friend, I hope to meet her very, very soon, Naomi Womble with Niaji featuring our buddy, trumpeter Owar Arunga. Both are from Kenya up here in the Pacific Northwest doing some great, great things. I love the commitment and dedication that One Voice Africa. It's an amazing organization working towards being able to provide young people in Africa with the tools that many of us take for granted here in the United States, being able to provide them opportunities and exposure to music and creating and all of that. And Naomi and Owar Arunga are very, very active in that organization and with that organization, and my family Black Stacks is also involved with projects with them, and so I have so much respect. The power of music is greater than what you think, and it can unite people. It can bring people together to stand up and say, yes, this matters. I matter. Your music matters. Our youth matter. Our communities matter. And, again, I have so much respect for artists that come together in that way and, use their skills to be able to do so much more. So I'm going to jump back into playing some more music. I'm going to start out this next set with Rick Palma down there in California with his piece, Hey Girl.
For a while, about the day that
If you're just tuning in, you want to come in and sit down at Flav's house. Relax. Let's see. We've got maybe about an hour more to go of the show. This is just kind of my way of coming together with you. If you want to call in, let me just throw out the call-in number. It's 347-857-1189. Hit the one button to let me know that you are in queue and you want to come on the show, and I definitely will welcome somebody else to talk to than myself. I mean, I know that I'm talking to you listeners, but it's always fun for me to have somebody else to join me on the show and to share thoughts and opinions about certain subjects. But in this last set, I played Rick Palma with Hey Girl, going into Michael Walker with Sweet Swag, featuring Earl T. Harris, and then closing out that set with my girl Coley Williams with Everywhere I Go. I want to apologize to One Vibe Africa, because I said One Voice Africa in the first half of the show, and it's One Vibe Africa that is the organization that I was speaking about that's joining with America, possibly other countries, in supporting and bringing great opportunities to the children in Kenya around, you know, creativity, music, you know, finding their own voice. We are very, very active here in Seattle, Washington, with One Vibe Africa. And, you know, thank you to Owarunga, who is the ambassador for out here, to Naomi Wambu, to my family, Black Stacks. Great things are taking place through the gift of music. So, like I said, Flavor Coffee House, Flav's House, is where I, you know, bring up subjects that have to do with the up-and-coming artists that are growing in, you know, having the tools and having the projects and products that they want to sell and be recognized for. And, you know, just being able to encourage you. One of the things that I think about a lot, and my daddy brought it to my mind one day in a conversation I was having with him around, you know, what is it that the artists need to really, really be able to step out there and be recognized? And Daddy took it a little further. That really, really got me thinking. He says, are they professional artists with the emphasis on professional? Mind you, you know, my dad comes from a structured background, an educational background, from being a Baptist minister to being a teacher to being an administrator of Seattle Central Community College. And professionalism, of course, in the workplace is very, very important. But I understand when he talked about, you know, transferring it over into being a creative soul who is a product for sale, in a sense. If you are performing in front of people, if you have something that you can hand them and touch, if you have something that they can purchase and download, you are a product. And the more professional you are, the more you can say you're ready to walk through doors as they open up for you. And it's really interesting to me how many artists do not have a bio. You know, I always ask for a press kit or EPK. A lot of that has to do with I want to get to know you more, because I like to talk about the artists as I play them on my radio show. But it's also to kind of push you. It's not just for Lady Flav, it's for anybody in the industry, that if you want to be recognized, if you pique their interest and they ask you for something, you're ready. You have the tools somewhere already saved on your computer that you can just hit the share button. And I think that's really, really important. And I really, you know, try to impress upon the creative souls out there to be ready going into this new year and to update their package, to update their EPK, to update their bio, to update their press kits, all the tools. You know, if you've got fresh videos out there, switch them out. You know, everything and anything that puts you in a good light. I'm working on a project for an artist, which I'm excited about. It's not a direction that I've gone when it comes to the work that I do. But in doing the research and finally connecting with the person who could potentially really make something happen for this particular artist, the information, you know, they take it a little further because there's different documents that are required if you want to work with this particular agency. But, you know, the information that I say that I want just to be heard and supported through Flava Coffee House, it's across the board. It's really across the board. But guess what? I have a confession. I've been asked for my own press kit. Lady Flava doesn't have one or an updated one. So that's my goal. I'm working with another industry person, and we've pledged to each other that we're going to write our bios and get that handled. But I need it too, and I never really thought about myself needing it. But people are now wanting to feature me in magazines and newsletters and stuff like that and websites. And I'm like, well, I guess I need to set aside some time to work on that for myself, which should be pretty easy, except that I need to get some professional pictures taken of myself, not just these selfies off of my phone, right? But put your best foot forward. Be ready. So that when that door opens up for you or that someone knocks and says, hey, you know, you caught our attention. This is what we need. Be ready. Really, be ready. And if you're smart, you have something that you're working with already and that it just needs to be updated. So, again, you're hanging out with Lady Flava at Flav's House. The reason why I'm calling it Flav's House, well, my oldest daughter, she said, Mom, why don't you just call it Flav's House? You know, kind of shorten it. Black Stacks, my family, they call me Flav. Some other, you know, people call me Flav, kind of like that nickname thing. Instead of saying Lady Flava or Flava, it's Flav. And so that's why I'm calling this particular show. And all the shows that I do are under the umbrella of Flava Coffee House. So it's going to be Flav's House, Flava's House, you know, whatever. Just think Flav, okay? Think Flav or Flava, and hope I come to mind. Also, when you see leopard print somewhere, think me too, okay? I just want you to be on my mind because, or not on my mind, I want you to keep me in mind as you go throughout the day, especially if you're a creative soul or you are a fan of creative souls. I wave my leopard pom-poms. I do. I wave my leopard pom-poms hard because there's some amazing talents out there, not only here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but across the United States and around the globe. And I wave my leopard pom-poms. I want you to pay attention. There are some great, 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 great talents out there. I'm going to open up this next set with, I think, and play a little Love Junkie by Heston.
Hi, my name is Heston. I'm an addict. My drug of choice is love. It's been 3 days since I last used. I remember what they said.
up, it was good for you, like it was good for me. Cause now I plan to bid you adieu. No longer get the best of me. The time is coming, gone. I've had you stay, but now I'm due. Let's say goodbye. Goodbye. I may have been a fool, but not this time. This is our last hurrah. Farewells can't be so hard. It's best to say goodbye. The price to know the difference. I wear the scars so well. Save the time to mend. Weep a loving to the test. You've taken plenty, my cup is empty. Where's my fear? Let's say goodbye.
Yeah. the body of a lion, wings of Orion. The revolution will not be televised, so turn your TV off and go exercise. My kiss is not lethal, over my dress is see-through. Right now it's just me and you. When you're alone, he will show to see through. Well, I'm abroad a lot, so I'm locked up a brawl. Give me some applause. Hindu legends and the Shah of Persia, Queen Victoria, Queen's Astoria. The baggy jeans conspiracy, well, is that one that will worry me? I bless your eye, part of like a christening.
Into Flav's House, playing a variety of underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and even around the globe. I love the music I'm playing today. At least I'm happy about it, right? Well, I thank everyone for their feedback, too, since I've returned to the air this year. The shows are growing and growing, and guess what? I'm so blessed that the Saturday show, Coffee House show, is number one still. It's number one. I was looking at the stats yesterday, and I'm like, let me post this up, because last year I used to do it monthly, you know, to let people know what show is being heard the most, from live listeners to switchboard listeners to archive listeners. And the Coffee House, it's winning out. Every month it's winning out. So far for February, it's winning out. So welcome to the number one show on Flava Coffee House 206 Radio. In this last set, I played Heston with Love Junkie. I love that man. One day I hope to be able to bring him here to Seattle, Washington, because he's traveling the globe. He really is. He's traveling the globe and doing his thing, and people are loving him. going into Abia with Goodbye featuring Robert Glasper, and closing out this last set with Ida Divine with Flute of Eden. So I hope you're doing well this morning. It's gloomy here in Seattle. I don't know what the weather is like where you are, but if it's chilly, if it's cold, if it's snowing, if it's raining, I hope that you're inside with a warm beverage and cuddled up under a blanket and just relaxing before this day gets started. I'm doing well. I'm working on myself all the time, and that's why I encourage everyone else to work on, you know, something that they want to do differently in their worlds. Even if it's just as simple as changing your own attitude, sometimes when you're used to reacting a certain way, it's kind of challenging to change that. I was telling somebody else, it was so funny because this particular person I have been told is a psychologist. I was telling her that, you know, I've learned to go with the flow. I am one who generally does like structure. I like to know what to expect. But I'm learning to go with the flow because life is just not always in a way where you can, you know, predict what's going to take place. And learning to go with the flow, that was a hard change for me. It really was. But now that I've incorporated it into my life, it makes my days easier. It really, really makes my day easier. You know, because you just never know what's going to take place with my daddy. I take care of my 92-year-old daddy. I take care of my grandbaby, who is about to turn 7. And she's, you know, she is full of life and full of her own being. She has her mind made up as to how things should be and flow. And she's a creative soul. Oh my goodness, if you could see my place when she's around, you know, we got paper here, we got music there, we've got crayons and paint and saved plastic containers, and yeah, we cut up egg cartons. Yeah, she is something else. And so, you know, I just go with the flow with what's going on with her. She's hearing impaired also. And so, you know, I need to kind of try to structure as much as possible, but I just don't try to dim that creativity in her. And so that can be a challenge and a balance. And when you learn to go with the flow, you can still have expectations and you can still set boundaries, but sometimes it just lessens the challenges that you might face in everyday living. And it definitely, you know, can work for you as a creative soul too, because I think that sometimes creative souls get this picture in their mind how they want something to go down. And sometimes that's challenging, you know, to put it all together and to make it work. And another thing is sometimes you can be introduced to another concept that might actually be better. I want to jump into some more music. I'm going to open up this next set with an amazing band and group out here in the Pacific Northwest. They go by the name of Clientele, and I'm going to play every night, every day.
Clientele. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. You know I've been around the world and back.
Every night, every day,
oh, girl,
I'll be right here by your side.
Oh, girl, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry if I hurt you, girl. Promise this time I'll be right.
Listen, when we first met, baby, I knew you were the one. My life was like a star. Your smile brought out the sun. If it wasn't for you, I don't know what I'd do.
listen, the way I did you was wrong, and I admit to that, but I did everything in my power to try to get you back. I did the math, had to multiply, somebody to track, but you can trust me, we ain't gotta play the system. That I know, I messed you up, it's hard to put your trust in men, but give me your chance, I swear I'll never F it up again. I apologize for all the times that I made you cry, but this is a new one, cause the old player in me died. Kick and turn on that. I love you, girl. I put my and my word on that. So let's just make this thing happen. Yep, we might as well. If you didn't hear me, just sing it to a crying cell.
Sleep with this new girl I'm sleeping. poses for pictures that aren't being taken. I loved you. Gray sweatpants, no makeup. So
tonight.
this morning is going
by.
I'm sorry, Miss Margot B, trying to talk while you still singing, girl. That's Lady Flavor for you. Anyway, in this last set, I played Clientele with Every Night and Every Day. Again, they're an amazing band group out of Seattle, Washington. Going into my boy Matt Cusin out there in New York with Comfortable, and then closing out the set again with Miss Margot B, also from New York, with her piece Complete. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing great. I am in a wonderful mood. I wake up early to do these shows for many reasons. To be able to share some time with all three time zones while it's still morning. It is before my grandbaby and my daddy wake up in the morning, so I don't have distractions. And it's just kind of my time to be with you. And I love coming here, and I love sharing my thoughts, and I love more so playing great, great independent music for you. This is just, to me, you know, where the soul of music comes from, is those that are up and coming, that are, you know, in a sense struggling and challenged in being able to get out there in the spotlight. There's so many people that have been blessed, you know, with the opportunity of mainstream paying attention to them. But this is my way. It may be a small way, it may be a large way, just depending on how you choose to view it. What I say is that I'm dedicated to it. It's what I'm passionate about. And so I come and I share stories of myself, of what I'd like to see for Creative Souls, what I would like to see from the fans of these Creative Souls, to great, great, great independent music. I'm blessed to be able to come here to Flavor Coffee House 206 Radio and share with you several times during the week. Right now I've got the Morning Coffee with Flavor on Mondays, going into Flav's Listening Party on Wednesday afternoon, to my coffee house show, Flav's House, today on Saturday. And I'm going to be blending more in as, you know, I figure out the schedule between the work that I'm doing and, you know, my family, because, of course, my family comes first. They come first to me. But they also know how much I love and respect the independent artists and the work that I do in support of them. And so they understand, you know, that there are certain things that I'm putting in place, and that they need to respect my time that's needed to be able to do that. So if you don't know me and you don't know what I do, I will have to admit I've changed names, you know, for the radio show. I've changed names in a sense for my business, and I really appreciate the people that have stayed in my ear about just keeping it simple and keeping it under the umbrella of Flavor Coffee House. I think sometimes when you try to incorporate other things into what you're doing and other people into what you're doing, confusing. You know, and it leaves room for error, and I don't like that. Even though I talked about earlier in the show going with the flow, I don't like leaving room for error. And so I have gone back to my roots. I've gone back to my foundation. Flavor Coffee House is where Lady Flavor was birthed. Flavor Coffee House is where my love of literature and getting involved as a book reviewer happened. Flavor Coffee House is where my passion for the arts and creating a platform for them to come together and, you know, share time and space and appreciation and family and community took place. And so now I transfer that over into my radio shows. Now I transfer that over into the work that I do with artists. I am doing some really, really fun work, some challenging work at times, but I really think I found my niche as a artist cheerleader, as an artist coach and consultant. And so through Flava Coffee House, the website, though, is still the old, you know, our company name, which is F. Marlix Consulting. And so if you go to www.fmarlexconsulting.com, you'll find out the information about, you know, what I'm doing, who I'm working with, what you can, you know, get involved with in stepping your game up as a artist, you know, to find out about the radio shows, to find out about my artist gifting program called Unity Through Arts Exchange, which is also an organization that J.C. Cage from Black Stacks and I created, gosh, maybe 3 years ago, where we want to build relationships and bring in artists to the Pacific Northwest and also being instrumental in helping artists get to another region with, you know, a group of people that come together and commit that this is something that they see is needed. So under that umbrella, again, is the Artist Gifting Program. I do have up a fundraising site. So it's www.gofundme.com/FlavaMarlex. Again, Marlex is Marlex. Over there, I think so far I've raised like $359. I have not been pushing it. You know, that's the challenge of trying to get people to financially get involved with something. But I realized when I was looking at my books, the amount of money that I've given out, either through money that's been raised from our sponsors, you know, on a monthly basis, or if it was raised from members of the Flava News movement or whatever, or even out of my personal funds, I probably gifted artists, you know, about $3,000. And it has varied from helping to get CDs pressed to pay for editing, to pay for, you know, I did even help an artist, you know, with moving expenses. Just a variety of needs are out there for the creative souls. So I decided that I wanted it a little bit more structured, and I do have a committee. We're finalizing, you know, the application and what it's going to look like for the requirements to be able to apply for the gifting program. This year, I hope to be able to raise at least $5,000. That would be amazing to be able to utilize, you know, gifting an artist that has a financial struggle to complete a project. And so I'm hoping to be able to give out, you know, between $50 gifts to up to maybe $500 gifts to several artists throughout the year. And if you want to get involved with that, gosh, do you know how much, you know, just a dollar bill can matter if the masses and all of you that listening to this particular show, to, you know, those that are involved and follow me on the different social networks or whatever, if everybody gave a dollar, do you know what Flava Coffee House really could do and Unity Through Arts Exchange could really do for the creative souls? Man, that would be a dream come true. That would just be a dream come true. You know, if you follow a speaker by the name of Lisa Nichols, she is dynamic. She was one of the most popular speakers from the book, the movie, The Secret. She will say, feed from your overflow, not from your cup. And I tried to hold on to that message that I listened to from her several years ago. And this year, that's what I plan on doing, is that I can't deplete my personal funds, but that I want to create something that is the overflow. and that it is what I can use, and then my committee can use to be able to help you as a creative soul and somebody in the arts and entertainment industry. So again, I encourage you to go over to GoFundMe.com/FlavaMarlex and give a gift as small as a dollar and just see how that can grow. We can do this together. This isn't about just me. We can do this together. Also, if you are an artist that just need, you know, some help with trying to figure out what you're doing, where you're going, why things are not moving, need help with press kits, whatever, please contact me at Flavor Coffee House LLC at flavanews.com and let's talk and set up an appointment. I'm doing free 30-minute consultation sessions over the phone. So let's set one up, okay? And let's see what we can do to move forward and help you get into a better place as somebody a part of this amazing, amazing creative community. Again, you're listening to Flav's House with Lady Flava. This is where I show my support to a variety of independent underground artists. This is not just music. This is all genres and all art forms that I support. You know, like I stated briefly, I originally kind of started and got involved with the community as in through the literary community of, you know, the arts. And it just kind of blossomed to opening up opportunities for open mics for children, for adults, for teenagers at my coffee shop. And then it just grew, you know, into doing so much more that I never could have anticipated would take place. But I want to play another track before the show is over. I love this artist. There's something that is just soul-seeking to me in so much of her music. Her name is Twin Spirit. She's out of the ATL, and I'm going to play Rules and Regulations. Thank you so much for tuning in to Flav's House today, and enjoy your Saturday and the rest of the weekend.
What they feed you, and that way they can lead you. Congregation, so many zombie congregations.